Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
So it's summer. And so, for some reason, Memorial Weekend in my head is the weekend that if you're going to plant flowers, they have to be in. So I have this thing in my head all weekend. Hey, we got flowers planted. We got to get flowers planted. Can we plant flowers? When can we plant flowers? Let's plant flowers. So yesterday was the day we planted not all, 90% of our flowers. We ran out of dirt. Right?
Well, you haven't installed your yard yet.
Right. But I wouldn't use that dirt. You go buy it.
So you're putting in flowers before you even have a yard?
Well, potted flowers. They're not in the ground in the yard. No, they're just in pots. You know, splash of color on the deck and the driveway, on the front walk, a nice welcoming color as you come up, you know.
So it makes your dirt yard look better?
Makes me feel better. When it's all you have, Brian.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. All I have.
All I had was a dirt home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought flowers, but we didn't have enough of the other things. We needed to get a couple more pots. We needed some more dirt. So against my better judgment, we ran out yesterday, and I knew it was going to be busy. And Stein's was the location that we're headed to. And I knew it was going to be busy, and it is, because I'm not the only one with this idea. It's a holiday weekend. People are off. Got to Stein's in the Falls, and honest, I'm not kidding, it looked like the Beatles must be doing a personal appearance or a reunion show. There was much traffic.
It was
literally backed up out onto the street, lines trying to get in and out.
It's because everyone else is doing the same thing you were
exactly.
doing.
Exactly, and I knew it was going to be like that.
It's like Christmas shopping.
And it's my own fault. It's no one's fault but mine, because had I planned ahead a little better, but the thing I didn't want to do was have 5 extra bags of dirt laying around. I didn't. I still don't, because I still came up short on dirt. I still need more dirt.
I wouldn't think dirt dispersal would be a problem when you have no yard.
No, but
you
when
just throw it out in the yard.
I don't want to throw that dirt out in the yard because you're paying top dollar for that dirt. You know, the stuff that comes in the bag. Not the stuff that comes on a dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was crazy. I'm sure it was crazy everywhere yesterday that you went flower shopping or dirt shopping or vase shopping.
I really didn't go anywhere where there were people.
And how do you feel about that?
Okay.
Yeah, you did well not having to deal with it. Yeah, I saw the line. As we're trying to get in Stein's, and I said, this is crazy. Look at this. But, you know, bite the bullet. Go get your stuff. Get a wagon. Start pulling.
Yeah. Well, I did 5 hours of pool work Saturday morning. And
5 hours?
Well, going, you know. Getting chlorine, bringing it back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pool.
So that includes all your travel time.
All of that.
Oh, I thought you meant like standing over your pool for 5 hours working on it.
Pool related work.
Okay.
Hoses. Why the hose is a mess. Mm-hmm. Get it.
Yeah, I had to dig all the hoses out. You know, hose reels. Okay.
Still got to get rid of my squirrel water.
What? Squirrel water?
There's a dead squirrel.
Uh huh.
I tried to fling it into the woods, but
wasn't a flying squirrel.
It wasn't coming out of the net. You know, I had a dipper net.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'm not going to stand here all afternoon waving this thing around. Right. Rock is doing the pantomime.
Abner, the Nelson house.
Yeah.
He's at it again.
So, but it was a rusty, crummy kind of net. Mm-hmm. So I just decided to junk it. I already have a replacement anyway.
Okay.
But that was like Saturday, and the garbage man isn't coming until today or tomorrow. I don't know how it works because it's a shortened week. The garbage men have to do the same amount of picking up.
There's just as much garbage, if not
right.
more.
It doesn't change. I don't, you know, is it better to get a day off where you don't have to go in and the next few days you have to do more work?
Or do they have extra trucks that they can send out on the routes?
I don't know how it works.
To bail out the guys.
I just, I don't see them getting a day off as being a bonus. They don't have to work, but then they'd have to work more in a shorter amount of time.
I don't know. You know, what's the deal?
Garbage still has to be picked up. But anyway, so it's either being picked up today or tomorrow. I don't know. So, you know, the dead squirrel, it sat in the net for like a day. And then I moved
in the hot sun?
Yeah. Well, I tried to move to a shady part of the yard.
Sure. It was only 89 degrees.
It was in the shade for a little while, but it was like you just walk out of the garage and horrible smell. So I put it in a bushel basket and put some water and a heavy dose of chlorine in there just to sort of kill off whatever would be growing.
Got the wheels in the old memory part of my brain turning here. Didn't you shove a raccoon out somewhere?
I took a raccoon and dumped it in like a mafia thing
right.
Once.
You can do that with the squirrel? Drive him out to that same spot in the middle of nowhere?
No, I didn't.
No? Okay.
I think it has to do with the new truck.
Oh, okay.
The truck was probably 9 years old when I did that. Okay. I didn't care if there was smell of raccoon back there.
All right.
Brand new truck. I didn't want to
That's fine.
Yeah, put a stinking squirrel in there.
So I put my groceries back there.
Well, yeah.
Right, I get it. That's fine. I put popsicles and fudgesicles and milk back there. Not dead animals.
Right. So I put the whole thing in a bushel of
water
and chlorine. It's a plastic bushel basket. Yeah. I've had it for years. It's just an old garbagey.
Does that go into the dump now too?
It might.
Yeah. Because you're always going to. Are you going to put ice and soft drinks in there now? Huh?
Right.
Who wants a cool soft drink? Didn't you have a dead squirrel in there?
It's had this squirrel soup for like 3 days now. And the squirrel is out and in the garbage and down to the end of the driveway. Right. And so that's, but the thing is still full of this water that's pretty gross. So I've got a dump that out. I don't want to just dump it out in the driveway because it'll stink it up. I'm going to have to drag it down to the sewer and it'll slosh around, get on your arms and legs and, you know. So I got to get rid of the filthy infected squirrel water.
You got a real pickle on your hands here, don't you, Nelson?
100-foot trip to the sewer grate, but even so, it's
when you're slopping dead squirrel water all over yourself for 100 feet, it seems like it's the green mile.
Yeah. Going to be gross.
But today's the day you try to wrap that up, bring it to an end anyway?
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck with
that. By sundown.
Your troubles should be over? Or the squirrel should just be an unpleasant memory?
Then I'll have to get rid of the bushel basket, but that'll be...
What color is this bushel basket?
How do I do that?
Put it in the garbage.
It's as big as a garbage can, only just shorter.
Get a Sawzall and cut it in half.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Right. So it's going to take it's going to take more than just throwing it away.
Run it over with your truck and then put it in the garbage. You know, whatever. Yeah, a million ways. Take it out where you drop that raccoon and throw it there. I'm out of ideas now.
The raccoon will degrade.
I'm out of ideas. What color is this bushel basket?
It's a kind of a darker blue.
Darker blue. Okay. I'm going to keep my eye open for that now when I come over. And if you have anything in there?
We got two of them, so
Now they both have to go because it's like, no, thanks. I'll pass. I don't.
I'm not going to put cool drinks in there.
Where's the ice? In the dark blue bushel basket over there.